Three-day journal, you know, I've been with you from the beginning and will be with you through the end. Having been a part of you in your formation and as a part of you that will last to your conclusion, I've come to know you better than anyone. I know you better than you know you. I know the real you. I am yourself. And as Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. And that means you can't lie to me even when attempting to do so. I hear what your mouth is saying and routinely ignore what comes out. I listen to your heart. Your heart is the truth sayer. I watch your actions. Your deeds tell who you authentically are. Your deeds get processed through the spirit's lie detector of the heart. You can lie to yourself. Of course you can. You are a superb liar. You deceive yourself without thinking about it. You lie to yourself all the time. You are a masterful liar, a master manipulator who loves to deprive you of being your best self. And you aren't alone in the deceptive forked-tongued behavior. Humans do it all the time. We all lie to ourselves more than we tell ourselves the truth. You lie to yourself so much that you sometimes have difficulty knowing when you are lying and telling the truth. But you can't fool me. I recognize you even when you disguise yourself in deceptive words and deeds. I know you, who is an imposter the moment you appear. I can spot the phony as you wherever and whenever you appear. I know who you are in an instant. And the imposter that is you exclusively exists because you refuse to be who you know the spirit designed you to be. You are the great charlatan. You are so deplorably disingenuous because you know there are things you think with your heart that intensely burn that you have yet to do. Your refusal to do those things that make you the best version of yourself, failing to do those things daily, makes you an imposter. Most people worry about imposter syndrome, wondering if they are good enough. Folks diagnosed with imposter syndrome identify with self-doubt regarding intellect, skills, or accomplishment. Imposter syndrome is a phenomenon most recognized among high-achieving individuals. But when I think of you as one living in a condition of pretense, I don't think of imposter syndrome. You, as a high achiever, being in doubt about your talents, gifts, and abilities is not what I'm thinking about. In the traditional way of thinking, that is not how I define imposter syndrome. The version of you I recognize as an imposter is the version of you who knows there is more you could do with your life, but you fail to rise to that level. You aren't an imposter because you are a high achiever. You are an imposter because you won't stretch yourself to reach the height of your ability to achieve. You are a great pretender because you would have folks believing you are doing all you can and are worth admiring, yet you are not doing all you can. You fall short on purpose each day of taking the time and the opportunity to labor to be the best version of yourself. You act as though you don't understand the words that came out of your child's mouth. It's not too late. You still have time. You can do more. Such behavior is what it means when I think of you and call you out as an imposter. Your disorder is a disconnect of the heart, mind, and soul. You are sick. We all suffer because you and most others won't do what your heart tells you to do. You won't follow what you know is true in your soul. Instead, you listen to the great deceiver that lives in that space between your two ears that tells you things like, you've done enough. You don't have to be better. You are better than most. Your peers haven't done a fraction of what you've done, and more. That great deceiver that occupies the space between your two wax-filled ears keeps you from following the divine's instructions that play from the internal loudspeaker known as your heart. The great deceiver has you convinced that being better than average is satisfactory and that you shouldn't strive for greatness. Being less than in the best shape of your life, being so financially free that you can help liberate others, and not studying to gain possessions of time is wisdom to share with the world is, per the imposter, acceptable. But living your life just as you always imagined is not, nor will it ever be, optional. It is mandatory. Your soul is the wireless sound system that connects your heart and mind. Your soul is the place that undeniably knows when you are the authentic, reach for the moon version of you, or the imposter, you who is okay with missing the moon and settling in or below the stars. So often you make your daily appearance as one with minimal talents and abilities, when God's honest truth is that inside you is an unlimited ability and superior skills. You play down what you could be or do. You are not even close to who you can be in mind, body, and soul. How could you not have greatness inside you? Made you are in the image of the divine. How could you so often choose to settle for mediocrity when you exist as a branch of the tree of life? Why would you ever have the nerve and audacity to make an appearance being less than your best, being less than the Creator made you to be? When you choose to appear as the less than best you, you elect to send an imposter out into the world. When you decide to be an imposter, you choose to be selfish. You cheat humanity when you opt not to live up to your potential. You show yourself as an imposter because you know that the person the world knows is nothing but a poser. Posing as you love to do, refusing to be faithful you, the spirit sent down to the earth to be, is an imposter. Meant you were to do far more, to be supremely better than you are now, than you make the effort to be. Why do you freeload off the willingness of others to be their best selves while intentionally not giving your all to be your best? What kind of person would have the inside themselves hopes and dreams for a better world and not be busting their butt to bring them to fruition? Who could claim they love anyone when they don't love themselves enough to be their best self? And as I said, you know that those thoughts emanating from your heart are the righteous thoughts, the ideas that would make your authentic and best self appear. What you hear in your heart is the voice of God. What you hear in your mind is you, a false God that leads you wrong more times than not. Why deny those thoughts in your heart given to you by the infinite? Why do you send a lesser version of you, the imposter you forward, out into the world on any day? Today, do not send the imposter into the world. Today, send the version of you who worked to become who the world has come to know you as being, the best-selling, award-winning author and global public intellectual. All day today, be the servant of the highest who follows the orders from the Creator embedded in your heart. Be true to yourself, that you may be true to others. Be true to yourself, so you may show others that we need not be imposters if we listen to and follow our hearts. Be true to yourself and be who you would most want to be in mind, body, and spirit if you learn today that you are about to be out of time. Be true to yourself or risk dying and having folks one day discover that nobody ever knew the real you.
Reflect and write. Today, Nick gives us a different way to think of imposter syndrome. He invites us to consider that we are being an imposter because we're not stretching ourselves to be the best version of ourselves. We may give off the impression that we are doing all that we can when really we are just pretending. Well, you are being called out today. Are you lying to yourself? Are you depriving yourself of being the best version of you? Has the phony you been regularly making an appearance in life? What thing have you refused to do daily to get the life that you desire? Now it's time to act. Today is the day to recommit to shedding your mediocre tendencies. Could you take time today to journal forward about what the best version of you actually looks like? Determine who you would most want to be in mind, body, and spirit if you learned that today you were about to be out of time. Be very specific. Now, compare this version of you to who shows up daily. Then identify those places where there is a disconnect and begin your journey forward.